Boker Tov, today's daf is Yumadaf Nuntes. Yumadaf Nuntes, we continue in the middle of a conversation yesterday, so let's quickly get our bearings. Interesting machlekes. We spoke about the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he zayrik the dam of the par and the dam of the sar. He does first applications in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Aron HaKodesh, towards Aron HaKodesh. Then he does applications in the Heichel, walks the Heichel right towards the Pareches. And then he goes to the Mizbeach HaPrimi. Mizbeach HaPrimi, he does two sets of applications. First of all, he puts dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach. He's matan dam. And then he does, we're going to speak about these again today, and then he puts dam, he does zrikas towards the top of the Mizbeach HaPrimi. So again, he applies dam to the four corners, and then he does seven zrikas towards the top of the Mizbeach. So we remember the conversation, these four zrikas that he does towards the four corners, what is the order of the corners? So everyone agrees, obviously, these are facts, that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the west, the Heichel is east of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he comes out, he's going from west to east. So when he hits the Mizbeach, the corners, the side that he hits first, is the western side of the Mizbeach HaPrimi, is the side that he hits first. Yet, even though the side that he hits first is the western side of Mizbeach HaPrimi, he does, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Saglili both agree, he does the applications first on the eastern side. The Machlokes Rabbi Saglili and Rabbi Akiva is, does he start from the northeastern side of the Mizbeach HaPrimi, or from the southeastern side of the Mizbeach HaPrimi? But they both agree that he starts from the eastern side. Why? That's simply based on a pasuk, because the pasuk we quoted multiple times yesterday, towards the Baal Muhammad, the pasuk says, the Yatza al Mizbeach tells me that he goes out toward over the Mizbeach, we dash him, he goes to the opposite side. So even though we have a klal, which we also referenced yesterday, of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs, there's a klal, not to pass over Mitzvahs, so the first corner that he reaches of the Mizbeach HaPrimi, which is the western corners, presumably that would be the place to do the Matana, we say no, the Pasuk says, V'yatz al Mizbeach, tells me to go over to the other side, to the east. But there's a Mechleikas now, which side of the east? The northeastern corner does he start from, or the southeastern corner? And then there's the sub-Mechleikas, two Mechleikas in it. Rabbi Akiva says, where does he start from? Rabbi Akiva says he starts from the southeastern corner. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds starts from the northeastern corner. And the other machlekes is, and then when you go around, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you go around counterclockwise towards the right. You go around from northeast to northwest, southwest, northeast, southeast. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili. You go around counterclockwise. Go to Rabbi Akiva, you go around clockwise. You start southeast, southwest, northwest, northeast. So it's two machlekes. Are you starting in the north or the south? And which way are you going? Clockwise or counterclockwise, going to the right or going to the left. So on that first machlekes, again, which is another minute and a half of Akdama, just to get our bearings of how far we've gotten, there's going to be four explanations in this machlekes, and we've already spoken out too, so let's catch up to the outside, and then we'll stop at the top of the Amid inside. So on the first machlekes, whether you start in the northeast or the southeast, that's a simple machlekes. We already had that a few about back. That machlekes is based on whether or not the entrance to the Kodesh Kedoshim was from the south of the Heichel or the north. Remember, we said if there was two curtains, because you weren't sure about the Amatrask and the Kedusha, so there's two curtains. The entrance to the curtain from the Heichel side was in the southern side. The Kohen Gadol would walk up in between two curtains to the north and then enter the Kodesh Kedusha from the north. But the point is, he's coming to the Heichel from the south. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Since he's coming from the south, he starts on the southeastern side. According to basically, there's only one curtain. There wasn't two curtains. He goes to the Shita, there's only one curtain, and therefore the entrance was totally, everything was just all in the north. So you come out of the Kodesh Kedushim, and you're in the northern part of the Heichel. So he's in the north, northeast. So that's why Rabbi basically is north, because the entrance to the Kodesh Kedushim, the single entrance, there's only one curtain, was in the north. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, the entrance was in the south from the Heichel. It was in the south, and therefore you're in the south. That's the simple explanation of the difference between south and north. However, why, according to basically, are you going counterclockwise to the right, and according to Rabbi Akiva, are you going clockwise? That's the machlekes we're coming to explain with four different malachim. So yesterday we said the first two malachim, namely number one is this idea of kol pina shatapaina. You always go the mizrach liyamin. You always go to the east. You always go to the right. That member of Rami Bar Yecheskel, we say very simply, Rabbi Yosef Glili subscribes to it, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't. Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees to it, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't. That was explanation number one. Explanation number two is, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree to it, therefore he starts from the southeast, and he goes clockwise all the way to the northeast. However, explanation number two was, Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Yecheskel's general drasha that you go to the right. But that drasha was said based on where Shlomo Melech put his mikvah, the way they describe the posts, the beams to hold the mikvah. That was described by something that was b'chutz. Only b'chutz, in Azara, outside the Heichel do we have this din of going to the right. Rabbi Kiva holds in the Heichel, you know, by Prim, we don't have this din of going to the right. So that, again, explanation number one of the Machlokes is, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the din of going to the right, Bechlal. Explanation number two is he agrees to the concept of going to the right, he just only holds, it is where it said, which was weird, Bechutz, not Befnim, and basically he says, no, it applies in Befnim. On that explanation, the question was, okay, fine. So granted, he doesn't hold that it was said Befnim, but there's no din to go to the left. So if he's masking that Bechutz, you go to the right. So why Befnim, wouldn't you also go to the right if you can? Yes, there's no chiyuv to, but why don't you go to the right? So now he said, because we had a different issue. When the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, going towards Mizbeach, we said he passes over the western corner and he goes to the east. Why? Because of Pasuk. Because it says, V'yatza El Mizbeach. So therefore, out the Pasuk he passes over, but Lamaisa, he was being Mavre El Mitzvahs. Again, there was a Chiyav, the Torah tells him to do that, but he's Mavre to accept El Mitzvahs. Since he's Mavre on that southwestern corner to go to the southeastern corner, the first corner that we want to kind of make up is if the southeast go back to the southwest, and therefore that'll take him to his left. You're right, normally it doesn't make a difference if Rabbi Kiva go left, go right. Over here, we'd rather he goes left in order to get back to the corner that he passed over. That was the two explanations so far in the Machlokes. Again, either Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of going to the right Bechlal, or he holds of it, b'chutz, but not b'fnim. Those two explanations we have what to speak about on Eim Avirin, but let's first get through the other two, Malchim and the Machlokes, and we'll get back to just some basic. Eim Avirin is a sheer, multiple sheerim onto itself, the din of Eim Avirin and Mitzvahs, but we'll get back to it. We'll touch a little bit on it in a couple of minutes. Vivei Seima. Explanation number three, top of the line, top of the page, Nun Tes Ben Aleph. Explanation number three in the Machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Lili and Rabbi Kiva. Why, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, do you go counterclockwise? You start from northeast and you go around to northwest and so on and so forth. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, you start from southeast and you go clockwise to the left, you go to southwest and then northeast, says northwest. Vivei Seima. Explanation number three, Yisfilin Akafa Beregel. If you take a hold that the Kohen Gadol made his route around the Mizbech HaPnimi by foot, to come like Pligi Delfino Pimchutz, everyone would agree that if the Kohen Gadol is walking around the Mizbech HaPnimi, you would learn out the din by Pnim from Chutz. Just like Chutz, you go to the right, so to Pnim, you go to the right. Everyone would agree you go to the right. So why is Rabbi Kiva saying you don't go to the right? Because Hakam Mifkli. You know what the Machlekes over here is? The Machlekes says, Mar Savar Hakafa Biyad, or Mar Savar Hakafa Bregel. Simple, beautiful Machlekes. We spoke out the Mizbech HaPnimi was very small. We had Machlekes in our Mishnah. Did the Kohen Gadol actually walk around the Mizbech HaPnimi, or did he stand in his one spot and just do the matanas, do the applications, standing in that one spot? That's cool for the Machlekes here. Rabbi Kiva says he stood in one spot. Rabbi basically says he walked around. Everyone agrees that if you walk around, you go to the right, like you'd go b'chutz. But Rabbi Kiva is saying, I'm not walking around. I'm simply doing applications biyad. I don't learn out my applications biyad from the hakafa beregel of b'chutz. And therefore, over here, I can go to the left, even though normally, had I been moving around with my feet, even Rabbi Kiva would agree, you go to the right, but you don't move your feet. That is explanation number three in the Machlokes. And the fourth explanation, Vibay Seima, Dekulama Hakafa Biyad, everyone agrees Hakafa is Biyad. Everyone agrees you don't move around with your feet. The Mara wants to, again, the Mara is full of this, it's clearly Machlokes in our Mishnah, but the Mara wants to say, perhaps we're basically, and Rabbi Kiva both agree, Hakafa is Biyad, you don't move your feet. So what's the Machlokes? Hakafa Kamifiki, Makasav Yafin, Mamriagal, Makasav Leafinan. Simple. You could say that even basically Lili holds, you don't move your feet, like Rabbi Kiva. The Machlokes just is, can I learn out the way to apply the Dam with my hand from the way you apply the Dam with your feet? Can I learn out hands from feet? Meaning, according to the third explanation, we were saying it's Machlokes Gufa if you walk around. If you walk around, of course, you have to go to the right. If you don't walk around, application of the hands, that doesn't have to go to the right, that could be to the left. Now we're saying everyone agrees you don't walk around. You just apply with the hands. But the Machlokes Gufa is, do you learn out hands from feet? Do you say, just like my feet, you have to go to the right? So to my hands, you go to the right? That's what it's like. Lili, or Rabbi Kiva held that no. By feet, you go to the right. By hands, don't learn out from feet, and you don't have to go to the right. The Marja says, this last explanation is untenable. Why? Because in our Mishnah, just to remind ourselves, our Mishnah only quoted one direction. Our Mishnah quoted, you start from the northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast. That's exactly Shita Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Our Mishnah quoted, didn't say his name, but our Mishnah quoted that Shita. And our Mishnah discusses, the Tanakhama discusses walking around because Rabbi Elazar says, no, he only stood in one place. So clearly the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, based on the wording of Rabbi Elazar's response to him, held, you walk around, and it's Rabbi Yitzchak Lili because it goes northeast, south, northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast. So how could you say Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds it's Beriad, not Beregel, if he's the author of Mishnah, and our author of Mishnah clearly holds that it is Beregel, not Biyad. Says Gemara, Sefer basically that kafa biyad. Could you say basically holds in this last teretz that a kafa is biyad? You're only going around this bech with your hand. You're not walking around with your feet. And we're saying you learn out yad from regal, but it's only biyad. But it can't be. From the Tani Seifa, we learned the end of Rishah. Rabbi Lozo Emer, Bimkaya Yamed, Mechata, Kain God will see it in one spot and touch the each corners of the mizbeach. Michal Tanakama, Tanakama, who is the same sheet as Rabbi Seglili. He's talking about starting from northeast. Michal Tanakama, don't we see from there Tanakama that you walked around? You didn't stand in one spot. That's where Rabbi Lozo had to respond and say you stood in one spot. So go back to one of our original answers. Now, before you read the next words, you could have, the Mishnah never said Tanakama is Rabbi Seglili. There could have been another Tana who agrees to Rabbi Seglili that he start from the northeast, but he disagrees and says you go around with the feet, you walk around, and Rabbi Seglili says you walk around, you only move around with the yad, with the hand, you don't move around with the feet. Lemaisa, we could have done that, but the Gemara in many places does this. If we have one Tana that seems to feel like a glove with the Tana in the Braisa, we assume that's the Tana of the Mishnah, and we'd rather not make it a Kimta in the Machlekes, that which won't fit with the Mishnah. So we could have made it work if we had to, but we don't have to. We have other Teritzim. It says, go back to your original Teritzim. Namely, the Gemara picks what Teres that it likes. Mar Sevar Kaf Biyad, or Mar Sevar Kaf Brag. The Gemara goes back to the Teritzim before this, that the Machlekes are basically, and Rabbi Kiv is, whether that Kaf is actually Biyad or Beregel, Rabbi basically holds you go Beregel, and therefore we learn Ptim from Chutz, and you have to go to the right. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that kaf is biyad, and therefore we don't learn from chutz. Says the Gemara, this, we know the girsa of the Vilna Gaon. It's not a vibe same. We're not saying another malach, a fifth malach. Rather, it's uva hakamifik. It is an explanation. We're re-explaining the prior, this last machlekes that we just said, that whether it's biyad regal, uva hakamifik, basically just take out the words vibe same, and you stick it above. Uva hakamifik, mar savar savar de mizbech primi, kesav de mizbech chitzen. Rabbi basically holds that we compare going around the mizbech primi to going around the mizbech chitzen, just like this done by foot. So that's done by foot, you walk around, and both are done to the right. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole entire Mizbech HaPrimi is like the size of one corner, one section of the Mizbech HaPrimi. Mizbech HaPrimi was huge. It was 32 amos, I mean, the top wasn't 32 amos, 32 amos, the base was. The top was a lot smaller, but even the top was still roughly 26 amos, by 26 amos, and therefore, 28 amos, 20 amos, I forget. But the point is, much larger than the Mizbech HaChitzen, so you can't compare the fact that you walk around the Mizbech HaChitzen, you walk around the Mizbech HaPrimi, the whole side is like one section. One section, one corner of the Mizbech HaChitzen, you don't walk around. In one corner, you stand in one spot. So too, the Mizbech HaPrimi, the home is back, you'll stand in one spot, because the home is back is the size of one corner, and therefore you just apply it biyad. So the Mara explains that Rabbi Akiva holds you apply it biyad, Rabbi basically holds you apply it, of course you apply it biyad, but you walk around Beregel as you apply it, therefore basically he says you go to the right, because you're moving around, and we learn Prin from Chutz, which Rabbi Akiva says you're not moving around, and therefore we learn Prin from Chutz. So one important discussion that comes out of this is, that according to this Gemara, we keep saying that when you're going biyad, you're not going Beregel, there's no din of going to the right. That was. I mean, the Mara in one side, the Mara in the final side that dismisses, wanted to say everyone agrees that you're doing it only biyad, not regal. And the machlekes kufa is, do you learn how yad from regal, and there's a din to go to the right when you're doing biyad or not? That's very relevant nafkamina. Let's say when a person is lighting chanukah, when a person's doing a mitzvah, standing in one spot, is there inyan to focus on the right or not? From our Gemara's outcome, it seems like, but no, the way the Mara ultimately comes out seems like only when you're moving around is there a din about going to the right as opposed to going to the left. When you're not moving, you're just moving your hand, there'll be no such din. That's basically the way Agamar comes out. But Agamar definitely did entertain the possibility that we say not like that. Agamar entertained the possibility that you would have a din of Kadima, you would have a din of going to the, not Kadima, of going to the right, even when you're standing in one spot. Gemara said it can't be pshat in our machlokes, because basically in our Mishnah, we're in Shtu, and they're basically the way of explaining the Gemara. But the point is, the concept of Gemara did entertain that there would be an Indian to go to the right, even standing in one spot. That would be, our Gemara would be a good basis for that discussion. Now, before we go further, the Gemara's going to bring prices. Sorry? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So over there, Yassel, in your case, you're walking. So when you're walking, for sure, we say Kol Pidush HaTepoina, you'd go to the right. That's correct. But and it's actually also Allah. I think we pointed out. I forgot where it came up early in this Masechta. We pointed out that when a person has an equal distance to the from his seat to the bima, and he's getting an aliyah, the first consideration is always Tirchat Tzibura. You go the shortest route to the bima because you want to be less tirchat tzibura, you want to get the aliyah right away and not make people wait. But if you have, let's say you have center eye seats, and you can go to the bima either to your right or to your left, but you're going, it's going to take the same amount of, exactly the same amount of time. Of course, you go to your right, not to your left. That's the same idea of here. You're walking, called Peter Shatapani, you go to your right, not to your left when you're walking. Again, but the Shiloh over here was saying a step further is, what about when you're not walking, when you're standing in one spot, will you apply it there as well, like by lighting candles would be a classic case. Another discussion that we touched on, before we get to the next Gemara, is going to discuss, actually, that the Hanhaga of the Kayim Gedalim, we're both, we have some Kayim Gedalim that stood in one spot, and did the matanis, and some kind of Gedalim actually walked around. We're going to bring that historically, both Mahalchim were applied. But before we get there, the idea of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. We discussed you don't pass over mitzvah, if a mitzvah comes to your hands, you don't pass over and dismiss it, you do it. The shaila is how far we take that. For example, there's a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chafei. And Rashi brings a case where a person, let's say, is walking to do a big mitzvah, a mitzvah Gedalah, and he encounters a smaller mitzvah. So, is he mavir the smaller mitzvah, Passover, to get to the bigger mitzvah? Or do you say, Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs? Rashi applies, we say Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs, and he should perform the smaller mitzvah, even though it inevitably causes him to delay to do the bigger mitzvah. Eim Avirin says, you don't pass over a mitzvah, do the smaller mitzvah, and even if that's going to delay doing the larger mitzvah. And the truth is, Be'er Lacha raises it as a shayla and leaves it as a suffix. The suffix is based, Be'er Lacha in Mishabura, of course, the Be'er Lacha brings it, it's based on a Machlekes Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. There's a fascinating case that once in the shul, there was for a while a Partners in Torah program going on. I think it was in the shul, maybe it was the village shul. I think you were the reish of this. And this is one of the topics that the leader of the Chabura brought from I think it's from Torah Masorah. He brought, if a person gets out of jail for one day, right? Remember that? Very good. So if a person is gets a ticket, he's in jail, he gets a ticket to leave jail for one day. The shaila is, right now he's in jail, he can't perform, he can't put on tefillin, he can't do regular mitzvahs. Does he just accept it as the next day? Aim out for your mitzvahs. Getting out of jail for one day will allow him to go, learn Torah like a mensch, daven with a minion, put on tefillin, let him do mitzvahs. Or, if he has that ticket to get out of jail once, let him save it for Yom Kippur. Save it for a day that would be considered there's a greater mitzvah taking place. I'm not sure what mitzvah is greater than tefillin, but the point is, save it for a day where there's more mitzvahs, let's say, than a regular day. If the Svar of Ein Mavirin tells me, the next day, the day you have a day, you have a ticket to go free for one day, use it right away, do mitzvahs. You don't pass over mitzvahs. Do it that day. The Svar tell me, wait for a greater day is, I'd rather pass up on a smaller mitzvah, delay it, so to speak, mavir, in order to get to greater mitzvah or greater amount of mitzvahs. That is a shayla that the Radvaz brings in Chelek Dalad, Simon Yud Gimel. He holds that the person just used the next day. The person uses, goes right away the next day. Emavirin, like similar to Rashi in Sukkah Chavei, Emavirin says, take the smaller mitzvahs over the potential bigger mitzvahs, but Emavirin, you don't pass off mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Yaday Atach Center, you have opportunity to do mitzvahs, you do them, you don't wait. Chachas says, no. That it's where this lashon is, it's mutav that you should be mavir on smaller mitzvahs to get to greater mitzvahs. If he has a greater day that he can be out of jail and accomplish more mitzvahs and greater mitzvahs, he should wait for that day. And you are, yes, mavir on smaller mitzvahs to get to greater mitzvahs. That is a big machlekes, the Radvaz, Chacham Tzvi, the Be'er Lacha brings as a suffix. That is one interesting conversation with Eim Avirin. Similar conversation, very related. Let's say a person has an opportunity to hear the Megillah once over Purim. The circumstances are such, he could either hear the Megillah laning at night or in the morning. He can't get both. Or in the morning. He's able to go to shul here at night or go to shul here in the morning. Which one should he do? Night is first. Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. But the mitzvah, interesting, I forgot about this. The mitzvah at night is, it's all Derabbanan, of course. The mitzvah at night is Derabbanan. The mitzvah by day is Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is considered a more chashev Derabbanan. It's a stronger Derabbanan. Right? It's funny because to most people, the mitzvah of the morning is your shacharis, you lay again. The mitzvah at night is more, I want to say, more exciting. You're fasting, it's the beginning of the Purim. But the point is, the one by day in the morning is actually considered to an extent more chashev because it's medivrei Kabbalah. So again, the same shah would apply. Are you mavir on the one at night in order to do the greater performance of Megillah by morning, or you say Eim Avirin, and you do the, even if it's not the greater performance, Eim Avirin says, do it right, do the one that's in front of you, Eim Avirin. And there's always this concept, you don't know what's going to be. We as Yidden, as Maminim, in a good way, Avadu, we always expect the best, we don't expect the worst. You don't know what's going to be. I mean, but it could go both ways. Things could get worse tomorrow, things get better. You have mitzvah in front of you, I would think, not even so much else, Eim Avirin. I do the mitzvah that I have right now, because it's like, Ein Safek Mitzvah Devadai. This is a Vadai in front of me. Tomorrow's a suffix. The reality is, tomorrow for everyone, not to think in such morbid terms, but tomorrow, whatever's going to be is a suffix. So therefore, I have a mitzvah today, I do it today. That's what, to me, it was very interesting.
We don't measure mitzvahs, right?
That's true too. We don't measure, but we do when we have to. right? I said, Yechalois to say, right? You're right. We don't, the mission of us tells us, don't measure because you don't know the schar of mitzvahs. But the point is, there is a concept when I have a choice and I got to do one or the other, then we have to. We have no choice. We do an element of measuring. Enochami. The last case where this comes up is, what about, not this exact shayla, but a related similar shayla is when it comes to tadir and mavirin. Meaning, let's say on, you have Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Happens every year. Rosh Chodesh, right? Chanukah is 8 days. Starts a chafei. You have Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh leaning is tadir, more tadir, right? The Chanukah. So what should go first? Rosh Chodesh leaning should go first. Let's say you pulled the Sefer Torah and you get to, you happen to have been rolled up the Gabbai, then forgot the day before to switch it from Chanukah to Rosh Chodesh. So do you, it's by Chanukah. Do you roll to Rosh Chodesh to go first? Rosh Chodesh, al tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidim, is supposed to go first. Or once you already have Chanukah open in front of you, Eim Avirin says, lay Chanukah first, and then go back to Rosh Chodesh. That's another application. Again, there's many, many shailos with Eim Avirin, just to bring out a few that are very shmaka shailos that are relevant to the topic. Okay, right to the Gemara. Tanya. Amar Bishmael, Shnei Kanim Gadayim L'Mishayim Mikdash Rishon. There are two Kanim Gadayim left over from the Mikdash Rishon. There's a Machlekes in the Gear Theory. The Vilna Gaon does not Gairus Rishon. It'll be very relevant coming up in a few minutes in the Shaila Rishonim. The Vilna Gaon just says, his Gear says, Shnei Kanim Gadayim Nishtayru B'Mikdash. There were two Kanim Gadayim left over from the times of the Mikdash. According to the Vilna Gaon, we could be talking about Mikdash Sheni. He takes out the word Rishon. Our Gear says Rishon. Zemra Miyadi B'Hekafti. This Kanim Gadayim says, it's interesting that one Kanim Gadayim was still, they both were still around. That means they both are still alive. Right, which means the second Kohen Gadol did avoid even though the first was alive. The answer is maybe he became tummy. Right, why is the second Kohen Gadol being alive if the first one was still alive? The answer is again maybe he became pasul, maybe he became tummy. And two Kohen Gadol that served on the in the base of Middash, Ayim Kippur were around, and they each gave a history of what they did. One said, I went beyond the kafti. I went around by the Mizbech Pnimi, only with my yad. I didn't walk around Beregel. Zemer Ragli Kafti. And one said, I went around Beregel. Zenesam Varv, Zenesam Zenesam Varv. They each gave a reasoning for their opinions, for their actions, really. Zenesam Varv, Savav Mizbech Pnimi, Kisav Mizbech Chitzen. He said, we compare Savav Mizbech Pnimi to Savav Mizbech Chitzen, and therefore you walk around. Zenesam Varv, Kulim Mizbech Pnimi, that the other one said, no, the entire Mizbech Pnimi is the size of one corner. Just like you don't walk around the corner of the Mizbech Chitzen, you don't walk around the entirety of the Mizbech Pnimi. So each one had a good svara to back up his anaga. But we see these two Kohen Gadolim did opposite. One walked around, and one just moved his hand around. They had different approaches. This is just a backup. This story is a backup to our machlekes, our last pshat. In the our explanation in the machlekes of whether you go around biyad or you go around beregel, basically it says you go beregel. And Rabbi Kiva, we said, holds you go biyad. It's the same machlekes as these two Kohen Gadolim. So the big kasha that Rishonim asked, the Rishonim asked the kasha, I think the Ritva asked the kasha. A lot of Rishonim asked this question: is that the Gemara Tzibur tells us on Daf Tes Vavam Beis? The Gemara tells us on Tes Vavam Beis that there was no machlekes in Klal Yisrael until a certain generation, Yeshi Ibn Ezer, Yeshi Shreda, until after their times, only then was there a first machlekes. Till then, there's no machlekes in Israel in learning. No, and there's no machlekes in halacha. They were around only by the second base of Mikdash, which means that by the first base of Mikdash, there's no machlekes. If there's no machlekes, how could you have two Kohen Gadolim coming out of the first base of Mikdash and recording different approaches to what they did? There was no machlekes. According to the Vilna Gaon, we have no kasha. He took out the word Rishon. It says, two Kohen Gadolim came out from the Mikdashani. By Mikdashani, there was Machlekes. He took out the word Rishon, not Akasha. But according to our Gersa, we have the word Rishon in the Gemara. How could they be Machlekes and bias Rishon as to what was performed? I and the Chor, we said there's no Machlekes until then. Taisi Shannon gives two answers. One answer he wants to say is that wasn't a Machlekes. Both of these things, Elu Velu, both of them were kosher Malchim. Both of them, it's funny, because they seem to be opposite drushes. One's learning from Mizrach Pnimi to walk, from Chitzen, that you specifically walk around, and one's saying, no, it's like the corner, you don't walk around. But both sources are correct. Both comparisons are correct, which means the Kohen Gadol had an option to do either or. This Kohen Gadol chose option A, this Kohen Gadol chose option B, but there wasn't a machlekes. As they emphasize Shonim in Teres 1. Teres 2 is a big say. Teres says that a machlekes is only machlekes when it's Balaminyan, when you have two opinions, and it comes to a count, and we have to decide who wins the machlekes, because we have two arguing sides, and we go based on the majority to come to Psak. So over there, if it was Bala Minyan and it remained Machlekes all the way to that stage of going to like a coming to a I don't want to say a court case, but coming to a Nidan, that's called Machlekes. If it never got to that stage, it's not called Machlekes. We're to suggest that Enochanami, we had two different Hagas being done, and they are, according to the second Malach, they are arguing, but the point is, this discussion of whether you walk around the Mizbech Pnimi or whether you stand in one spot and move the hands around, it never got to a point of Baba Minyan to get to account of who holds what, then how many shittas there are. And since it never got to that stage, it's not called machlokes. Only called machlokes if it was stamped as machlokes, where the two sides remained in disagreement all the way through the process of Baba Minyan. Agav, this idea of Baba Minyan applies also. The Mefarshim explain, when you have a klal, we say acharam lahatis. We have a klal where we say you go based on the, when you have a machlokes, you go based on the raiv, you go with the rabbim, right? The din that you only go based on the rabbim is only when it came to account. The rabbim heard the sheet of the miutim. The miutim heard the sheet of the rabbim. They still argue. Okay, now you go. You do a count and you go based on the rabbim. But if it didn't get to that point where they came together, just, you know, there's 100 people hold like this, and there's only 50 people hold like that. Acharav matas. You don't say that unless they got into a room together and hashed it out. You don't say it unless you're bala minyan. And actually, that was part of the big machlekesin back when they wanted to do smicha again. When they wanted to do smicha, they wanted to do smicha a bunch of years ago. The whole shaila, how you can only have Psaimchen reinstitute the whole setup, the Beis Hamikdash, set up the Yishalayim again. So there's a machlokes how this can happen. So there's a, you need people of Masorah, ish b'piyish. But there's one of the eights Rambam brings. The other eight says, if Rav the Chachmei Klai so agree to give someone smicha, that works too. So the Chacham and Tzvas started doling out smicha before 400 years ago. They started doling out smicha because they had Rav the Chacham of Rav the Chachmei Yisrael were in Tzvas, and they doled out smicha. The Chacham in Yishalayim. So what are you talking about? What about us? You forgot about us. So they said, okay, we're rave. They said, but you never engage with us. Even if you're rave, you have to engage with us. He said, oh, engage now. Now that you're up. They said, it's too late. You already did it. But there's a whole machlokes about whether those smichas were considered valid. But many big gedolim, Darizal, and in that generation, got smicha from that group of chamim in Tzfas. That was the smicha. But again, part of that discussion was about going with the concept of achar rabim lahatayis. If you didn't have the rabbim and yechidim get together, the rabbim and the miyotim get together, it has to be bab minyan. So Tesh Yisharim is using this idea of bab minyan by us to say that it's not called a machlekes, even though it's by Rishon, and they seem to clearly be arguing it didn't get a status of machlekes because it wasn't bab minyan. Okay, says more further. Tanya, we just saw that Rabbi Shmuel says two kind of gedolim. Okay, next Gemara. Rabbi Lozaim, we said the Mishnah Moses says, "Become my Yomid." The Kohen Gadol stood in one place, and he applied the dab to the four corners of the Mizbeach. Masisa Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah, who's quoting Rabbi Lozer, who's quoting Rabbi Lozer's Shita. Rabbi Yudis, Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya, like we see the following Machlekes in the Brisa. Rabbi Meir, Tanya, Meir, Rabbi Lozer, Eimer, Mekayim, Eimer, Mechata, Balkul, Neinayisim, Mal, Lamata. Rabbi Meir says that he stood in one spot. That's so far so good, like Rabbi Lozer. But look what he says next: Balkul, Neinayisim, Mal, Lamata, and he applied the dab to all the corners, from a upwards towards downwards, except for which one? So far, it's like our Mishnah. Here's the part where it changes. Chutz ma'aisish malachzen, except for the one that's across from him on the angle, the one that's the furthest from him. That one nice, that one he did the dam from lower to upper because it's easier when he's stretching in that motion. It's easier to go from lower to upper than upper to lower. It's easier that way. That's why he did that one upper. He did that one from down to up, not up to not top. Not top down. That's Rameir, but that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says the one closest to him is the one that he did in a different fashion. Rabbi Yudaimer, this is going to be exactly like the version we have in our Mishnah. That's why saying Rabbi Yudah's version of Rabbi Lazar is our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudaimer, Rabbi Lazar Aimer says, Rabbi Lazar holds the Mkhayma Eim and Mchat again. He stood in one spot when he put the dam in the four corners of the Mech, Valkulin, who nice in the Mata Mala, and all of them again he did Milmata, he did Mamata Mala. Oh, sorry, so there's a second point of contention. Take it back. According to Rameir, he was doing all the Mimala Lamata, except for the one that's furthest away, which is done Mimata Lamala. Rita says it's opposite. On all of them, he did memata lamala, from down towards up. Chutz mezushe is the fun of mamish. Kefil is right close to him. Where the one that's right next to him, if he went from down to up, was scared some of the dam would sprinkle, spritz up, and get on his begadim. Shereis malamata kiyechid loy nisavin money nisvas money. We don't want it nisvas money. We don't want his clothes to get soiled. So according to a mayor's version in Rabbi Yehuda, you're always going from up, down, and the only reason you switch from down to up is the one that's furthest from him, just because it's awkward. It's hard for him to bend over and do it properly. To go from up down, if you go from down up, which according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, which is the rules we had in our Mishnah, that Adrava, the three that are further away from him, you take a go from in a motion from down up, whereas the one that's closest to him, you don't go down up, you go up down in order to shouldn't get his clothing dirty. And there's a kapeid, of course, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't get his clothing dirty. Interesting shayla, if we do a little halach lemaisa shayla today, the Chashuk Chemed debates that a person, let's say, Nebuchadnezzar shakes, he has Parkinson's or the like, he shakes a lot, and there's a din by Kiddush. We learn out that this is the din of Christ Yeshua's Essa, which Hashem Hashem, you're supposed to lift the cup. But if he lifts the cup, he shakes a lot, he's going to spill all over the place and get himself dirty. Do we say that the idea of Christ Yeshua's Essa takes precedence and he still lifts the cup? Or do we say not getting his clothing dirty, like we see in our sugya, this idea of Keichel and Sas Ramana, you switch the way you apply the dam to Mizbeach in order that the clothing shouldn't get dirty? Do we say that takes precedence? So you won't say two chalukah between our sugya and between the idea of Kiddush. Cheshechem wants to say, first of all, Beit HaKudin, once they get dirty, you know you do them, you don't clean them. Beit HaKudin, it's like in this book, Mashiris, Chaviv Asferis, it gets dirty, you make wicks out of it. You take the coal, you make wicks out of it. No cleaning. Whereas the guy shakes by Kiddush, so he gets himself dirty. You put it in the laundry. You go to the cleaners. So maybe therefore you can't compare, and you still pick up the cup. Number one. Number two, the din of pick up the cup is Medini Gemara. It's not stam like a nice minute. It's more critical to Medini Gemara, and therefore maybe that's expressed. So it's two svaras why he felt that L'chaira, the person should still pick up the cup, even though he's going to shake and get dirty. L'maisi went to his brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Shlita. Zilberstein went to his brother-in-law, and Reb Chaim said that absolutely not. That if he's spilling, what type of kisi shu is it? If the wine is spilling all over the place, avada, it's b'der kavod. If the person cannot hold the cup steady and he shakes a lot, then he should just leave the cup on the table, make kiddush with the cup on the table, and that's perfectly fine. And he should not lift it up because it's not considered even a proper kaisa shu'as essa, number one. And number two, our Gemara l'maisa, we see the importance of staying clean. Our Gemara says very clearly, we don't want his clothes to get dirty. Yes, over there you have the zubash and svara that the clothing mamish go, they become wicks afterwards. You don't clean them. But the point is, the idea of keeping the clothing clean is important enough, and therefore Reb Chaim held that he should not lift the cup if he's guaranteed to get dirty and to make a mess. Okay, says him further, the next set of, the fourth set of applications, remember, set number one is towards the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Set number two, we're talking about the Dama Par and the Damasar, by the Arun was separate. Set number two, by the Parechas, also still separate, is towards the Parechas. Set number three, our Mishnah learns, you already mixed the Damapar and Damasar here. That's our Mishnah, that's Rishaya, that you already mixed it. That's for the four corners of Zech we've been discussing. And set number four, where according to everyone the Dam is already mixed, is on the Tirash Mazbech. We're going to explain now what exactly is the Tirash Mazbech. Seven times, that's Tirash Mazbech. My Tirai, what does it mean, the purity of the Mazbech? Amar Rabbi Shila, Palgit Mazbech. It means the midpoint, the halfway level up of the Mazbech wall. Kedar Minshik, people say Tira Tira, impurity. Pretty means like it became bright. Sun is at its brightest at the middle of the day. It became bright. It's middle of the day. That's what it means. The midpoint of the Mizbeach. That is the first explanation. Meis fast Gemara. Kishumazah says in the Brisa when he does azah, ain't a mazaleil. Gabi Efer doesn't do the azah on top of the ashes. Nor does the azah on top of the coals. He moves with the coals and does the azah on a spot that's clean on top of the Mizbeach. Umaza, that's what he does the azah. Now think for a second. You don't have coals or ashes on the side of the Mizbeach. Of course, where are the coals and ashes? On the top of the Mizbech HaPrimi. So if we're saying you move it aside to do the Azah, obviously the Azah is going on top of the Mizbech, not on the sides. Ella Amar Rabba Parav Shila. Rather, Rabba Parav Shila said, Al Gilim Mizbech. It's interesting. Rabba Parav Shila was the one that said the first part also. A few lines of this. It's interesting. Ella, I guess he heard this Kasha, and he himself was Chayzer. Ella Amar Rabba Parav Shila, Al Gilim Mizbech. The sprinkling is done on the top of the Mizbech, and what's Lashav Tayar? Like the Pasuk says, like the appearance of the heavens of purity, just means the open, the way they explain it is the Gili, the Makam Gili, the open revealed part on top of the Mizbech. That's where you do this. This is now which side? Tanya, Chananya Aimer, Bitsat's finding you nice, Chananya said you do it on the northern side. Whereas Rebesi Aimer Rebesi says you do it Bitsat Raimi on the southern side. What's the Machlaikis? You know the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is when the Kai Gadol, when he came out, it really is dependent on that, when he came out. So which side did he start from? If he started with the four corners from the southern side, he finishes on the northern side, so it makes sense that the seven Azayis will be on the northern side. Wherever he is, that's where he does it. Aim Avinu Mitzvahs. If he started from the northern side, the four corners, he finished the fourth corner on the southern side, he would do it on the southern side. Says Gemara, the Chananya says that the entrance was Bedarim. Since the entrance was Bedarim, he starts the four corners in the south and he ends up finishing in the north, and therefore he does the north. Whereas the other one holds at the Pesach, the Rabbi Yitzchak, the entrance is in the north, you end up on the south. Since you end up on the south, therefore you do the Tir Shozer on the south. Says Mara Dukamami, everyone agrees. Hechem the Gamar Matanis Kronis. Hasam Yasit Yav Agaga. Everyone agrees wherever he finished the four corners, wherever he finished the fourth corner, north or south, that's the side that he does the Tirash Mizbeach. My Taima, why is that? Why that side? Hasam Yav Agaga, there you put on the roof of the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, that's where you put the dam. My Taima, what's the reason? Amar Kar V'Tiyarei V'Kitchei, Makam Shekitchei Sham Tiyarei. V'Tiyarei V'Kitchei says, the place where I finished Tiyarei, that's where I do the Kitchei, the place where I finished doing my application, that's where I should say it different. Makosh Kidshay, the place I finished doing my application on the corner, that's the same place where I do the Tirai. Ask you, who has to come on to that? We just had a sugya of Emavirin. Emavirin says, wherever I am, that's where I do it. I don't pass over a mitzvah. Why do I have to come into a drusha sakra of a Tirai V'Kidshay? Why can't I just rely on Emavirin? Bam Kasha, ask the Achreinim. The Sefer Shmuel Chaim gives two answers. First of all, there's a Tosfos in Yuma on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Tosfos says, Emavirin is only when I have two mitzvahs. So we asked before as a question, bigger mitzvah, small mitzvah. The Tosfos says, that's where you apply Emavirin, specifically when I have two mitzvahs. And over there we discussed of Eim Avir al Mitzvah Dafka. Over here you don't have two mitzvahs in front of you. I only have one mitzvah. Maybe the whole idea of Eim Avir wouldn't apply. That's based on Tzitzis Daflam Gimel. Another afkamina, whether it's a pasuk or whether it's Eim Avir, is very simple. Let's say I finished the matan on the corners, the matanis, I finished in the south. And I walk, I'm the Kohen Gadol. And I walk to the north. I walked around to the other side. I wasn't supposed to, but I did. If it's a verdict, Eim Avirin, okay, now I'm on the north, do it on the north. Eim Avirin, just do where you are. If it's a verdict of a tier of a kitcha, the Torah is telling me, do it in the spot, the side that you finished, the matanas, that's where you should do it. I would have to walk back to the south to do it in the south. That would be geshmak and afmina, whether it's a pasuk of a tier of a kitcha, or whether it's a verdict of Eim Avirin. Says the Gemara further, we said, the Mishnah Shira Adam, Yishevich, you said, Maravi Shabbazbech, he said, the Shirayim were poured to the Yisayid of the western Yisayid. We said there was a Yisayid on the, there was a Yisayid around the side, the Mevechitzin. There was a hole on the two holes in the southwestern corner, one on the west side and one on the southern side. So we said that the dam from extra dam from Pnim was poured on the western side, whereas dam extra dam from the Mevechitzin from Kavanas down on Mevechitzin that was poured on the southern side. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's poured? This is poured on the western side. Dam Akrava the es kol adam hapar yishpech v'chinafik. It says simply the Kavanas should pour all the remaining dam into the Yisrael Mizbeach, v'chinafik, when he leaves the Hechel into the Azara, what does he see first? Which side does he see first? Pupagaresha. The western side of the Aron of the Mizbeach is which what he sees first, and therefore it makes sense to pour the dam on the western hole on the at the base of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, v'sham Mizbeach Chitzen, shay shefach Yisrael Dremis. However, when you do a carbon on the Mizbeach Chitzen, and you're doing Zrika Mizbeach Chitzen, you put the dam on the southern base. Why the southern base? Tanabani Yisrael Mizbeach, say Dremis. When it says Yisrael Mizbeach, it means the southern base. Atay may say dry mess, ayin alay yisem ravis. Does mean the southern base, or maybe means the space on the western side, where there's a hole there as well. Amrit, yilin, yirasim, and kevis, yisasim, and hechel. We learn out when the kain is doing a vaida on the mezbeh chitzen, and he comes down from the ramp. We compare coming down from the ramp to coming out of the Hechel. Just like when he comes out of the Hechel, the side he hits first, that's where he pours the dam, which is the western side. So when he comes down the ramp is by the southern side of the mezbeh, which side which he's on first, namely the southern side, is where he pours the dam. Says the Mara, may yisasim, and hechel, besamachlay. You go to the closest base, the closest hole, which is that? Which one is that? Zay Yisrael Ravi. It's on the western side. After you dust the kefir, it comes down the ramp. Also, but somebody goes to the one closest to him, namely the one on the southern side. Tanya B'Shmuel, Aimer B'Shmuel says Zeb Zay Yisrael Ravi argues says that in both cases, whether it's the chatas pnimi or whether it's the chatas chitzan, either way, you always do you always pour the shrayim on the western side. Rav Shimon Yochai Amir, no, Zev Zev Sedremi, in both cases, we always pour the dam on the southern side, the hole on the southern side. Again, it's very interesting because the southern and the western side are both very close to each other. 2 more minutes, says Mar Bisham, Rav Shmuel, Kasav Yom Sassamah first. Rav Shmuel, we understand, he owes you learn at Sassamah first, meaning we have what's called Samam first, but we had a drusha about when you come out of the Hechel, you go to the side that's Samach, that's already on the western side. So we say also, the Sassam, when you do them as Bechitzen, you go to the western side, you learn at Sassamah first, and you do them both on the same side, namely the western side, the Mizbech. And Shimon Yochai says, you do both from the south. My time, what's the source? Amrabashi Kasavar Pischa Badarmkai. Beautiful. He holds the Mizbech was situated to the north of the Azara. And when you come out of the Hechel, you actually are staring right at the southern part of the Mizbeach. You're staring at the southern part of the Mizbeach as much as you're staring at the western side of the Mizbeach. And therefore, he holds that when you come out, you go to the south automatically, the same way. And then when you're Mizbeach Chitzen, also you learn out and do it to the south. Amar Vashi, Kazar, Pesach, B'Darm, Kai, Tanabe, B'Shmal, we learned in the Beis Medrash of B'Shmal, B'Dibe, Rav Shimon Yochai. A Braisa in the Beis Medrash of B'Shmal was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, so here you have the both characters of the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and in the yeshiva Shimon Yochai, they taught over the Braisa from Rabbi Shmuel like their own Rebbe's teaching. They taught it over. Zev Zay Yisrael they goes to the south, not to the west. The Semanech Mashku Gavri Gavri. Their teaching it went according to their Rebbe's opinion. They grabbed the Gavras, grabbed the other Gavras to their side. Meaning they taught that Rabbi Shmuel's sheetus also was like their side, even though the way we have it, Rabbi Shmuel argued on Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Eliyahu Mas Avram Ba'am of Yitzim. He said the blood of all these, whether you poured in the western hole or the southern hole, it would join together in the canal and went out to Nachal Kidron, where they sold the dam and the gardener was able to use it. But it was also to use it till then. Says the Gemara Tanar, but a meila b'damim. There's a meila on the value on the blood. There's meila on this blood. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Shimon. That's their sheet. There's meila. Whereas Chamar Meir, email them. There's no meila on the blood. Says the Gemara Tav Amayz. As Kamei Pliki Elam Darabon Lomachlik. It says on a rabbinic level with this meila. Amad the rice 7 degrees. Email them. Everyone agrees on the rice level. There's no meila. Hoshal was on a rabbinic level with this meila. Not immediately. What's the source that on the rice level there's no meila on the dam? Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Lachem Shalachem. Yeah, the pasuk Lachem tells me Shalachem Yet should be for you. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Tana, a different source. Hey, there's no mila dam lechaper lechaper nesatet the dam is given over for kapara beloy lamila not for mila. A third answer Rabbi Yechon Omer Amar Kra, what's the source of no mila dam Amar Kra, who We say the dam is the same. Who means it's rain the same? We darshan lefnei kapara ka'achapara. The before kapara is like achapara, and we know lach kapara is no. There's no mila. We'll say why in a second. Malach kapara ain't by mila. Just like after kapara is no mila. Afmei kapara. Who tells me it's in the same status? Also ain't by mila. How do you know after kapara is no mila? Veimach kapara kafei kapara malfei kapara yesh by mila. Afach kapara yesh mila. Who just tells me it's the same status? Maybe go the other way. That lach kapara is like lefnei kapara. Just like lefnei kapara there is mila. Ach kapara those mila. Gemara says we'll stop at this. Ein lachadavish nasim svasim umay lomay. You don't have anything where you finish the mitzvah and it's no mila. So after kapara, there's certain no mila. And who tells me compare before kapara to after kapara? And therefore, there's no mila. Sai before kapara or after kapara, that's the third source, and there's no mila on the dam. Just 2 points. The Rishayim Taisa says, first of all, that dafka, when we talk about before kapara, not being mila, is talking about dafka after shchita. After you did it, after shchita, there's no mila on the dam. But before shchita, if somebody has dam, that dam would have mila, number one. And number two, other Rishayim say, dafka dam hanefesh doesn't have mila. Dam of kapara doesn't have mila. But dam tamtis, other blood in the animal's body, would also have mila. Pozovir, have a wonderful day.